Why, hello there. Welcome to Herd Online. It is Tuesday and it's time for a more traditional episode of Herd Online in which we look at some claims on the World Wide Web about sleep, how to sleep, etc., and see if these claims are true in our humble opinion or if they're not. And I thought we could actually do things a little bit differently today. We're going to look at an article, and I read kind of the first few sentences, and every single sentence kind of made my, you know, it made me a bit upset. Okay, so we're gonna keep reading until we find the first sentence that sounds nice, that we agree with, and that'll be the end of that. But a little quick backstory. My wife has a Peloton bike, and she is a big fan, and so am I. I think they're producing like amazing content, and their business model, and like everything they do is really, really nice. They have really kind of like a cult brand going on, and what do you call it, like, full disclosure, we do hold some Peloton stock, so this, you know, this episode may be kind of like, you know, a little counter to our financial interests. There's a very, very, very little stock there, but anyways, so anyway, my wife is a big Peloton fan, and she showed me this, like, Peloton, one of their new efforts, and it is a sleep program. And honestly, I was kind of disappointed because I want to like Peloton because I think they've done some really cool work, but this made me really disappointed and kind of upset, actually. But there's a lot to learn, and that's why, you know, I call this episode The Power of Education, because I truly think that education is so, so fundamental and so helpful. And as always, like, you know, the person who wrote what we're about to read, you know, had no ill intention, I'm sure. They were just trying, you know, in their mind, they're just promoting something that they think can really help people. So no judgment. It's all about kindness, self-kindness, and all kinds of kindness. But, you know, let's take a look at this. Let's take an honest look at this article and see what we can learn. So for those of you who don't know Peloton, they're kind of like a exercise fitness company. You can buy like a bike or a treadmill from them, and then you can subscribe to their videos, and you can join these live classes or recorded classes and things of that nature. And they have a new program they call The Power of Sleep, and here we can learn a little bit about it. So actually, as I said, we're just gonna start reading, and when we reach a sentence that sounds nice, accurate, we have no issues with, then we'll call it a day. Okay, first of all, tired of being tired, why not try a sleep aid that is entirely natural and so effective you might be tempted to think it's magic? Sleep meditation. So right off the bat, to me, it starts off in a very tricky note. So first of all, we have like, why not try? And, you know, trying implies effort. And we know that whenever we try something, we're probably going to have some trouble sleeping, right? Because sleep is an effortless, passive process. And this is that it's entirely neutral and so effective, you might be tempted to think it's magic. Creating a lot of pressure here, you know, when you think, oh, sleep meditation is so effective, it's going to be magical, it automatically creates a lot of tension, a lot of pressure, a lot of preoccupation. And so very, very tricky territory right off the bat. Now, let's keep reading. Anyone interested in health and wellness should take their sleep seriously. You know, on one hand, you see like, okay, this comes from this kind of like the fitness world where there's a lot of like, you know, a lot of it's like, go, 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 do more, like get better, etc. That's kind of, you know, that's in the nature of this realm, and I, no judgment about that. But when it comes to sleep, it's so tricky. This implies that if you're at all interested in your health, you should take your sleep seriously. And, you know, without saying it, they're implying here that if you don't, then you something is wrong with you. You know, so you should do that. Of course, if you're serious about your health, you should take sleep seriously, implying that if you don't, you're you're not the kind of like part of our group, you know, you're not part of our clan or our tribe because we take sleep seriously. And B, implying that if you don't, there might be some issues, some like health issues or something like that, which we know there isn't. So again, kind of upsetting sentence there. Let's keep reading. After all, good sleep is essential to our ability to function on a daily basis. Not only do they say that it's like important or something you think about, it's they're using the word essential. you know, really, you know, creating so much tension and also saying not only your ability to function, but on a daily basis, implying that every single day, you know, is dependent on sleep. Because if, you know, they're saying on a daily basis here, again, creating so much tension here and pressure, very, very tricky. Let's keep reading. Failure to regularly get enough quality sleep also is linked with numerous chronic health problems, according to none other than the US CDC. And here they're adding in another element, which is the element of self-criticism. By using the word failure, implying that if we're not sleeping a certain amount, we have failed, which leads to, you know, so much trouble, so much trouble. I honestly see nothing creating more struggle, inner struggle, and I believe this goes way beyond inner struggles when it comes to sleep, than self-criticism, thinking we're not enough, we're insufficient, wondering like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I get this, et cetera, et cetera. And using the word failure is very, 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 very tricky here. And then again, implying that there's some health issues, which we have seen so many times that there's no basis for. There's no basis for that claim. These include the growing nationwide epidemic of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and depression. And here, to me, it's like, you know, maybe these are all the same, right? Maybe we have some inner struggle, you know, and that leads us to, you know, we want to feel in a different way. We're not, you know, we don't like the way we feel. We want to change the way we feel. Therefore, we eat. Therefore, we, you know, we're not eating because we're hungry. We're eating because, of, you know, we want to escape emotions. Then we become overweight and obese. And because of these attempts to escape emotions like sadness, we feel depressed. Because of the obesity, we get more heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Like, and there's an absence of the, of this, like, seeing that it's all the same. Like, what's happening here, what they're describing as this growing nationwide epidemic, is the same type of epidemic that you're actually feeding by creating content just like this. Content that creates more pressure, more self-judgment, et cetera, et cetera. Let's keep reading. If you have problems falling and staying asleep, you're not alone. Actually, I'm smiling there because maybe we should end right there, but let's keep going because this is kind of part of a paragraph. Let's keep going. If your problem falling asleep is saying you're not alone, according to the CDC, 1 in 3 adults report getting less than the recommended minimum of 7 hours of sleep per night. So all I will say that if you have problems falling asleep and staying asleep, you're not alone. That's true. I don't think, you know, we can argue with that one at all. Although the next one is a little bit confused because if 1 in 3 adults report getting less than the 7 hours of sleep, that actually just may mean that they correctly are, you know, they're reporting correctly. You know, most of us sleep about 6 hours on average. So there's nothing about that. And problem falling and staying asleep has really nothing to do with how many hours we sleep. You know, we can sleep a little and have no struggle. We can sleep more and have a lot of struggle. So those two are different, but I will honor what I said in the beginning and say we will conclude here when we find a sentence that we're not disagreeing with. If you have problems falling and staying asleep, you're not alone. Totally agree with that one. And I will conclude reading there, but can't help but add one more thought here, which is meditation to me. And again, if you disagree, please post in the comments. I know some people will probably disagree with me here, but to me, meditation is this amazing thing that has no intent. It has no intent and there's no purpose to it. You know, there's no judgment, you know, it's just being, right? And it's beautiful because it's so counterintuitive. We are sort of hardwired to be in the survival state of striving, you know, trying, you know, putting effort, like, you know, and meditation is the opposite of that. It's just allowing yourself to be and to observe, and it has no intent, you know, it's, you know, and there's no judgment. We can't do it right or wrong. And what I see so often, and in particular here, is that often there is this attachment of a goal to something that inherently doesn't have any goals, or becomes the opposite of what's, you know, what is helpful to us when it has a goal. So meditation itself is, I think, is a beautiful thing. But then when we say, like, this is now sleep meditation, now we're meditating for the purpose of achieving sleep, then automatically, to me, it's no longer meditation, because now it's no longer without intent. Now it has intent. And with intent and a goal, there can also be judgment, because it can appear that we failed it. And I see this very often. Like, meditation is linked to things like, okay, this is meditation for gratitude, this is meditation for courage, this is meditation for sleep, this is meditation for this and that. And again, whatever leads us to where we want to be is a beautiful thing, you know, it is a beautiful thing. But I think it's really tricky when we start attaching intent to something that, to me at least, inherently, like, it has no intent. It's just being. So yeah, little comments on that. I hope you found something helpful here, something valuable here. And I guess the final word is that, again, when I come across these articles, it seems like, you know, it will take a while before we can see real meaningful change in the sleep universe. Because even the company that I think is a really nice company, that I think, you know, was born out of a desire to help people, just doesn't understand sleep, just does not understand sleep, and is unintentionally creating so much struggle. But anyway, we're here trying to, you know, have a discourse, learn, and hopefully little by little, we'll maybe get some attention. Maybe some people in Peloton will watch this, and maybe they'll have second thoughts and maybe change some things, and who knows what can happen. Thanks to you. Thanks to you being here. I want to thank you for being here. Hope this made sense to you. And as always, if you are finding in any way, shape, or form that you are leaving a struggle that you've had with sleep, that is a wonderful thing. Please let us know. Please share it with us. But if you find yourself in some struggle and you like the way we teach and you would like some guidance, support, if you're feeling alone and you would like to, you know, again, get some help feeling like yourself again, sleeping well again, then head over to the Sleep Coach School. Check out our coaching programs. If you decide to join, then we can't wait to see you on the other side. Okay, with that said, I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We have our live Q&A, and we shall go from there. Bye for now.